Metro North's new president and the chairman of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority traveled to Hartford on Monday to meet with Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy. Malloy says the transportation officials understand that Metro North has dug itself into a hole after a spate of incidents, including derailments, fatalities, and power failures, and that Metro North will have to work to earn back the trust of its riders from Connecticut.
To earn it back by on-time performance, to earn it back by reliability, and to earn it back by getting a reputation for safety. They accept that obligation. They understand that in many ways the people of Connecticut have been let down.
MTA Chairman Thomas Prendergast says accidents on the railroad probably are tied to the way the railroad has been run in recent years.
It's not by coincidence. There's something going on in the organization. There's some management and cultural issues, and I think we'll find those and we'll root them out. It starts with the selection of a chief executive who understands the importance of those.
The new Metro North president, Joseph Giletti, promised to be a hands-on chief executive. He says the rail line used to be viewed as a gold-plated railroad as far as safety and quality standards, and he wants to restore that. The transportation officials are scheduled to submit an improvement plan to the state within 2 weeks. Governor Malloy says one key decision was made at Monday's meeting. Any major project conducted on the rail's infrastructure that could potentially disrupt rail service will be independently reviewed beforehand.